Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Burger Podcast, Thursday night, 10 o'clock, down here on Skid Row at Skid Row Studios. We got in the studio tonight, Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
April O'Connor.
Hello.
Mr. Ryan Talmo.
Hello.
And special guest, goth comedian, Mark White.
Yeah. Host of the Dark Mark Show. It's great to be here.
Amazing show. Absolutely fun to be on today. Actually, guys, if you get a chance, check out the earlier version of the Dark Mark Show. Phenomenal show. I mean, women were being choked. Well,
there was topless women.
Topless women.
There were,
fire.
There were topless trannies.
Fire.
Fire and choking.
And who doesn't love a good choking topless on fire?
I missed the choking episode.
True. Choking, fire, and a tranny.
I can't come unless all those things are happening at the exact same time.
It was like my kid's fifth birthday. It was so, that was such, so reminiscent. I gotta say though, I was watching a little bit, amazing show. Mark has some of the greatest shows. We follow Nestor, who does a hip hop version.
And Nestor's show's great, but you were on my show last week where I leg wrestled a WWE diva in Vexi Lee.
Which was great.
Yes.
Leg wrestled her.
How jealous is Preston right now?
Oh, and she was sexy, Preston.
Oh, she's very sexy.
Yeah, I don't find a lot of girls sexy, but she was, she had a thing about her. There was something about her that looked like she looked like she knew dick, you know, but not in a mean way. Like she just had
she
sex
knew
appeal.
It. She enjoys it. No, she's very sexy. Like, she's very cool.
Yeah.
She's fun.
She's no stranger to dick.
No stranger to dick. I like that.
She's heard of it before.
But Well, what's weird is, you know what's funny is I want to bring this up. I take the subway here because both I'm poor. And it's a great way to get down here and drink and not get in trouble. I was on the subway today, and I'm coming down here, and a mother and her son get on the bus. Latin mother, Latin son, both kind of chunky in this night.
Wait a minute. Heavy-set Mexican family riding the subway, and
right?
I don't buy it.
That's why I say it, because it was so weird.
I think you're making up
the story. You're saying it because I'm on the show. That's why you're saying it.
Come on. Well, you know what's amazing?
You found the unicorn. The subway unicorn.
A chunky Latin family, you know?
And it was
but seriously. So I'm right. The kid's like probably maybe 10 years old. And he's showing, wearing a charter school uniform. He's coming from school with his mom and they're on their way back. She probably picked him up after work, the whole thing. Da, da, da. And he's like telling her, hey, mom, some kids at school are bugging me. And his mom goes, well, you need to just ignore them and tell the teacher. And right away, being a school teacher for so many years, I'm just like, no, that is not what he needs to do. But I'm like, okay, this isn't your world. Stay out of it. You're going to do your radio show and drink and get high and things like that. I probably don't need to get too deep into that. So I stay back. But then a conversation starts about schooling. And so then I get into it with the mom, the son, and another couple. Not into it, but I start talking with them. And then I was talking. I said, I used to teach school. I taught for about 10 years. I did special education, mild to moderate. I work with kids with behaviors and, problems like that. I go, what's funny is, your son's very angry. I go, it's okay. He's very deeply upset. I go, you should really talk to him. And I threw it in there real quick. I go, none of my business. I go, I just work with kids. I go, but what's amazing is so many kids are getting bullied. We have films. We have this. We have that. What we don't have is any way to empower these kids to just be stronger, to stand up for themselves, things like that. Which brings up our main topic.
They snap and shoot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's our topic, is all the shooting going on. And we have a caller in line. Caller,
which
can I ask your name?
This is Chuck.
What?
Chuck!
No way!
We missed you, Chuck. I'm glad you're here. You're probably perfect for this because you probably know a lot of the statistics on this.
Because Chuck was definitely bullied as a kid.
Were you bullied, Chuck?
I feel like Chuck could have been a school shooter.
Yes.
Were you bullied as a kid, Chuck?
He was a cunt hair away from being a school
not
shooter.
Not really, because I was 6 foot tall by the time I was in junior high school.
Really? Oh, that's good.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Chuck was beating up Jews and telling them they were Jews.
Stealing their money.
Actually, I always stood up for the kids that got bullied.
That was me, too.
I never put up with that crap. Being a big guy, I did have people that had, the little person syndrome, and so they wanted to, show people that they're tough by, trying to get in a fight with the big guy. And so when I saw people being bullied, I didn't put up with that. I didn't think it was cool.
That's the same way I was brought up.
Also, Chuck, I believe it's called midget syndrome. Little people syndrome.
They don't.
Small,
you don't know.
Small man.
They
or Napoleon complex.
Napoleon complex.
Yeah, Napoleon complex.
Yeah, and it. You know, it's funny though because you meet guy. If you ever meet like a kind of a short guy who's really cool, you notice it, and you're like, that dude's super cool.
Because they're usually very angry.
Regardless of it. Yeah, you know.
Compensating.
Yeah. But, you know, when you meet someone who doesn't, you're just like, wow, what a total person who had obviously a good life, you know?
Yeah.
And
or
that was
a big
like,
dick.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, when they rev the shit out of that nice Porsche engine, you're like, man, that dick must be huge.
Yeah, rarely. Exactly. But yeah.
Guys with Porsches have huge dicks.
Yeah, always. Maseratis,
Porsches, I think, all he's got.
They have to have extenders to reach the brakes, but that's
right.
All I need.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say, is not the drivers, but the Germans who build the car, I hear they have big dicks, and that's true. Mm. But yeah, you know, but the people who drive them, bunch
it's
of
the
Jews
engineers,
with little
not
dicks.
The drivers.
It's funny, I hear a lot of people say this. I was the one who stood up for the people that were bullied. I never knew anybody that stood up for anybody that was bullied when I was in school.
Oh, yeah.
I was bullied, and here I am wearing makeup on the Burger Show. But
yeah. that's how it ends up.
Owning it.
Yeah, I truly did, because if I came home and ever told my dad when he was alive that, hey, yeah, Dad, guess what? I totally beat the shit out of this kid who nobody likes, and he has no friends, and, well, you know, he's kind of weak. My dad beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you know,
that's the thing. I could come home and be like, I got in a fight if it was a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't come home and tell my dad. My dad was 6'2", 350. I can't come home and tell him I was picking on someone. It wasn't who he was.
Yeah.
You know, so I was raised different.
But now we know where the fat hostility comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That motherfucker. You know what's funny is I got in a fight with him one time, and he would spank me, and I'd punch him in the face. I was 10.
And you hit
10.
A steak? Or what?
I was 10. Yeah, I was 10. So, obviously, nothing I did hurt him. He, 6'2", 350. But, yeah, he just spanked me, and I'd punch him because I was that big of a violent asshole.
And you didn't know him to punch him in the balls yet.
I don't know. I could have reached him.
He didn't have balls yet, though. Like,
no, my dad did. In the balls.
Yeah, but you did not. No. You did not. You didn't know the power.
Yeah. No, I had, I was punching a dude 6'2", 350. I had fucking balls. Like, I was a stupid kid. Yeah.
They just had to drop it.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing.
Oh, you're so damn brave.
Well, that's what I go back to with the whole bullying thing. They always talk about sticks and stones, and that was my dad was like sticks and stones. You grab some sticks, you grab some stones, and you beat the fuck out of them. That's how it works, you know?
Well, there's something to that. I mean, if someone's fucking with you, you know,
punch him in the fucking
that's
face.
That's a lot of, right. That's, I mean,
there's also
especially
something.
When you're a kid at school, I mean, that's usually the best option to get someone to stop fucking with
but
you.
But there's also something a lot.
And then when you grow up, you sue them. That's what you
do. Well, see, that's what we do.
I mean, also, a lot of kids, I think, are, you know, there are quiet, meek people, and they start that way as children, and they are not comfortable with standing up to someone who's talking shit to them.
But that all comes back to parenting.
Right.
That's what
but
I mean.
True.
That's
completely
back to parenting.
True. I think they're not comfortable doing that because they think it's a bad thing to do that. They think it's like bad to stand up for yourself.
No, I don't know. I stood up for a girl in high school.
Wait, Chuck.
Go for it, Chuck.
No, part of the problem, though, is that you get these parents going, it's not okay for violence in any situation.
Right.
But they don't teach them, okay, it's not okay to start violence. But if somebody's fucking starting violence with you, you need to be as violent as fuck back to them.
Yeah, that's what my dad taught me. If someone wants to get down, get crazier than them, because you know what? They're not going to want to get in a fight every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to
get sick of fighting long before they'd get
Start
sick of
hitting
picking
yourself.
On you.
No one's watched Karate Kid. Karate Kid was a great example.
Yeah.
Just defending yourself.
Yeah, all you got to do is meet some crazy.
If only they would have remade it for a younger generation.
Yeah. Oh, wait, they did, and it was awful.
It was terrible. I'm not talking about that version.
With
Will Smith. That'd be like Jaden Smith.
Was that the one where Will Smith went into a poor black neighborhood and kicked some poor black kid in the face rather than giving him the part and said, ha ha, I'm giving it to my son?
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, that was a great movie, But that's the thing, Karate Kid, but not everyone can meet some weird pedophilic Asian dude.
I know, but you know, right? Apparently Ryan did.
I did, he's in my complex. He's helped me out, so. He's taught me.
Tomo is big into the
Mike Moratori is not Asian.
I know. Whoa.
I love that.
He's short enough. The whole thing about kids, you know, you know, kids being bullied and coming to, you know, coming to school now and shooting schools up. My problem is, you know, everybody's like, you know, all on the anti-bullying thing, which is great. I agree. We shouldn't allow kids to bully other kids because it's bullshit.
Yes.
But when we were growing up, we got bullied. There wasn't this whole big anti-bullying thing. What were you told, when this happened? When we're growing up, hey, stand up for yourself and take care of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you kept getting bullied, you kept getting bullied, you know, whatever. But we didn't go to school and freaking start shooting the place up. And there wasn't all the freaking gun locks and everything else like that parents have nowadays on their weapons. And so,
well, they don't,
you know,
use them.
Blaming it. What's that?
They don't
use
them.
Well, some people don't. You know what? Some people don't. But you know what? Back when we were growing up, I remember I could go get my dad's 38 anytime because I knew where it was and everything else like that. But I never once thought about going and shooting, you know, shooting somebody or anything else like that. You know, it just didn't happen back then. So we need to look at why this is happening nowadays compared
Reagan.
To what it was back then.
Yeah, they don't feel like Reagan. Taking finals.
Yeah. Well, no, it's simple. It's Reagan. That's all it is. You let a bunch of crazy motherfuckers out on the street to reproduce with other crazy motherfuckers. They're going to have crazy fucking kids. But the difference is these kids aren't wandering the street. They're going to school with every other kid, but these are parents. These are kids of parents who are schizophrenic.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, major disorders.
Well, it's not just that.
It's also a way to get famous.
Unfortunately, okay. I think that's the Santa Barbara kid. I think is a good example of that.
He wanted to be famous.
I mean, Columbine happened when I was in seventh grade. And that was, like, the first time that really happened. Like, that was, like, a crazy fucking insane thing.
It was right. The beginning.
That was the first time it happened.
And it wasn't even the first. It was
in
the beginning.
In school, they took, like my friend liked Marilyn Manson and wore a Marilyn Manson shirt. All the kids that wore black and liked Marilyn Manson or anything like that, seriously.
You're looking at me.
I'm just saying.
No, all the goth kids
were scapegoated. Yeah,
they got sent to the principal's office and told that if you wear these clothes, we're going to kick you out of school. Because those kids liked, which, you know, that's a whole other thing. But, like, that's my biggest memory of that. And then nothing happened for a while. Like, there wasn't any big school shootings for a while.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened since then is that the children are over-medicated.
Well, yes. That's the one thing in common with all the time.
They're not over-medicated. They're being given speed.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not just that. There's an article going around about all the people with that have done the shootings. We're all on psych meds. And what happens when you give somebody psych meds that are maybe, you know, tired from their diet and, you know, the American diet's just, like, horrific. Of course you feel shitty and you can't get out of bed. Yeah, you say, oh, you're depressed because everybody has problems, but they want to give you antidepressants. But it's really from the food you're eating that's making you feel shitty and sluggish and you can't get out of bed. So you give somebody is depressed. You give them, like, an antidepressant, which creates, if you're not really truly depressed or lacking serotonin, it makes you go into a manic spell, which that's where you get hallucinations. You start thinking like people, that's most of this are psychotic episodes caused by the medication.
Yes, well, fine.
Well, you your homework.
Medication, food, all of that.
A person whose brain is developing, whose brain is still developing shouldn't be put on a bunch of fucking...
Exactly.
Ever, but not even that. Even people whose brains are developed pills. Because the thing is, what it does is it creates these manic situations. It creates all this stuff. They can't handle it. They flip out if they're off them. They flip out if they're on them.
Has anybody ever taken a psych med before?
No.
They tried to give me Adderall and all that shit.
I mean, I've taken meth.
I've been prescribed.
I took it for a couple weeks.
They say that
that's poor man's Adderall. Okay?
They say that the symptoms the side effects will go away. You just keep taking it.
Yeah.
But I literally would like want to choke people the fuck out. Yeah. Like it was making me like anxious. I didn't know what a panic attack was until I took a psych med.
That's what people don't understand though. And you know what?
And
it
then
is?
I started experiencing them
because on meds you can't handle it.
Then the shit I took got recalled. Neurontin got recalled. Yeah.
Well, all of it had, most all these drugs have been recalled at some point. And you know what the thing is, where they found out that it causes this and that. And here's the thing is, if you start taking them, they're going to make you feel that way. But here's, if I forget shit or I jump from segment to segment or I go from place to place, that's just fucking me. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm good with it. But if I start taking meds to control that, well, all of a sudden I want to kill people. Well, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's our problem.
Or you turn into a zombie, which happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's like the lithium and the mood stabilizers.
When you see these commercials for these meds, you know, especially like the antidepressants and shit like that, what's one of the biggest side effects? May cause thoughts of suicide.
Yeah. Right?
I already got those thoughts of suicide. That's why I need antidepressants. What the hell?
Well, that's like...
Go.
Oh, no, that's like the Chantix, the anti-smoking drug. Chantix, people have murdered people on Chantix.
Taking that drug?
Themselves. It's a non-smoking drug. So, yeah, you won't smoke cigarettes anymore, but you might murder your fucking wife or have, like, incredibly vivid non-flashback nightmares that cause you to have a psychotic break and want to kill somebody.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. But hey, you're not smoking cigarettes anymore.
It's a side effect. It's just a side effect.
Yeah, you're not smoking cigarettes anymore, so you
win. That's the thing. We need to get rid of medication. We need to smack a kid sometimes. Right. And we need to not smack kids so fucking much. And that's the thing. Some parents need to smack their kids. Some parents need to stop fucking smacking their kids. And people need to just stop all this bullshit. And we need to, you know what we need to do? We need to take care of mental illness. We have a, you know, I mean, there's so many things going on. The fact is, people are dying because we do not provide any ability for people with mental illnesses to truly get help.
Yeah.
And that's the end result. And until we fix that, we're going to continue to have the Las Vegas thing. I'll tell you this, that Las Vegas thing, when they yelled revolution.
Oh, you were so excited.
I came. Yeah. I fucking came.
You're like, it's happening.
When they followed it up with white supremacy,
and you're like,
it was like, fuck! Why do you gotta be a loser?
Then you came again.
Well, a little. But still, I was pissed because...
Here's the problem, Berger. Those cops, you know, I know you're not big on police and stuff like that, but also they also had children and wives. And stuff
he's not,
No, Chuck, I agree with you. You know what I'll tell you? Is I hate myself on a level for saying this. But it was like with Donner, with all these people, lest innocent blood be spilled. And this is the thing. Yeah, he Donner killed the guy's daughter. But the sins of the father fall upon the children. And I hate to say it that way. No. A lot of people disagree with me, but this is biblical shit in that sense. And if you want to live a fucked up life and fuck people over, you know who's going to pay? Your kids. You know who's going to pay? Your family. You know who's going to pay? Everyone who shouldn't.
Everyone
because
who's
you're
still
a
on the
piece
world
of shit.
After
And so I have no idea about these police officers. I feel horrible for them. At the same time, every cop who's doing fucked up shit, every cop who's being a piece of shit right now, and a lot of them are, and unfortunately, because I used to be on their side, unfortunately, nowadays there's more bad cops than there are good. And we're seeing it all the time, and they're lazy, and they're judgmental, and they're prejudiced, and they're doing all these things that they shouldn't really be doing. And so innocent cops, innocent people are going to end up killed. It just sucks that some loser with some white supremacy kick is the one who does it.
But the problem with the problem with that is when people who want, you know, a revolution to happen kill cops. Because they think cops are oppressing people, that's going to make cops be bigger dicks and hate people more and look at someone and be like, I don't know if this person's going to fucking come in here and shoot me.
They're going to start racial profiling whites.
Full revolution.
Well,
I'm down
or anybody. Yeah. They'll just start, I mean, fucking Jesus Christ. I mean, you see fucking videos of you know, fucking 19-year-old girls at fucking... at Cal Fullerton or whatever when they got pepper sprayed in the face because they're
UC Davis.
Cops are fucking dicks.
Well,
okay,
and I'm putting me and my family,
you know, what's
on
gonna
the line.
Make cops turn into bigger dicks, shooting them when they're trying to eat fucking donuts in a Vegas.
You know what?
Hey, it was at a Cece's Pizza Buffet.
Sorry,
they were having mac and cheese pizza.
I'm gonna say this. It may make them bigger dicks. At the same time, eventually it's going to calm motherfuckers down. And this is the simple thing is we get, you get tired of being fucked with. I'm going to tell you this. People don't get this. Like, for example, okay, my car was towed by parking enforcement. Okay.
Yeah. That motherfucker.
No, LA City. But
see, now
the
that's who they should be shooting.
Hold on,
parking
enforcement.
Well,
that's
watch
a revolution,
guys. Watch this.
That'd be amazing.
Watch this. Okay, so my car got towed. But my car got taken illegally. Because I had registration. It was perfectly fine. They took it wrongfully. But to get my car back, I would have to pay all the fees.
Right.
And then dispute it to get my money back. I can't afford to pay all the fees, so they've stolen my car.
That's the government. City, that's not the cops.
But no, no. Yeah. No. It's all of them. And let me tell you why. L.A. City stole my car. Now, here's the thing. What if I was on edge? What if I was about to flip? That could be the straw. Yeah. That could be the straw that sets me off and I start shooting parking people. Well, okay, now I'm a nut job.
If that's the case, every parking person but would be the dead thing, though. Wearing, wearing bulletproof.
I'm a nut job. I'm a nut job. Or am I a father and a husband who got pushed way too fucking far by mistakes? We got
right,
a lot
it's
of
Michael Douglas in the Bad Day movie.
Yes. Now Megan's yelling at me. Megan's telling me we got a lot of shit to cover.
I have an important job to do, and that's keep burger on track.
We got a lot of shit to cover.
Summer of Burger, by the way.
You know, are we doing Tracy or are we doing the anti-vaccine?
I say we go with Tracy.
You want to do this
we
is the thing, yeah.
We can scratch that till next week.
Megan, no, we can include all this. Megan, tell us about Tracy.
In case you didn't hear, Tracy Morgan got in a little bit of a fender bender.
A fender bender?
Beyond that.
No, it's really bad.
An 18-wheeler got him pregnant.
From Walmart.
You're sick.
It was a Walmart driver, and it was on the New Jersey Turnpike. They were coming back. It was Tracy and a few other guys coming back from the show in Delaware.
Yeah.
He's real fucked up. It's real bad. He's in
well,
critical
one of the guys,
stable.
One of the openers is dead.
Jimmy Mack, who apparently, like Tracy had known for years. This dude was in his 60s, noon comedy forever.
Right. Yeah.
With Tracy, and he's dead. Another guy got released Saturday morning. He was fine.
Well,
the other guy.
Six people were in the bus with them?
It was, including the driver.
Five or six.
It's like a Mercedes bus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of those ridiculous fancy limos, like a party bus limo, about
the Sprinter vans, right?
I've been in a party bus before.
You're standing up most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to die. Like, I mean, it's a miracle that they all didn't die on impact because
there's no seatbelts. Really.
Like, you're standing, you're moving around, there's no seatbelts at all. Like,
you know what's odd, though, is this is his longtime riding partner. The guy who died?
Jimmy Mack.
Yeah,
Jimmy
Mack. Yeah, very funny, very talented. Both Tracy Morgan. You know what's funny is I got a lot of flack because I said, don't pray for Tracy Morgan. Don't pray for him. That motherfucker's got the best medical help money could buy. Pray for all the kids and all the people who don't.
Yeah.
Pray for them. He doesn't need prayers.
Or he's got a friend does nothing.
My point in mentioning the guys is there were other guys.
Exactly,
none of them prayed for them.
Right. We're all on a level, even probably a little below it. Those guys. They were openers, they were middlers, they were other comedians.
No, they were great.
And Tracy Morgan was not the only, and you know, I hope they all recover. I hope everything goes well. But, I mean, one guy died and nobody even really knows his name.
Nobody knows. Jimmy Mack was his stage name.
No, a lot of New York comics knew who he
was. It was James McNair. James McNair.
Guys are going to be paying for their. None of these guys are going to have to pay for their medical care because Walmart's going to have to cover all of it.
Oh yeah,
Walmart came up and they were like, "We're going to pay for everything."
You know what's weird though? Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
No, what Walmart said is, if we're found at fault, we'll pay for everything. Is your damn driver? What the fuck, dude?
Here's the weird thing though. Because my wife's a nut. She does all this conspiracy shit. Like, she sees a conspiracy and everything. She believes everything is against black people. You know, da-da-da-da-da. Like, hardcore. But I love her to death. But
she's right.
She might be. But she said, you know what's weird is this dude was like, because everyone kind of knows Tracy Morgan's gay. Like, this.
Really?
Like, this writing partner might not be just a writing partner.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Nobody else knows it, apparently. Okay.
You and your wife are the only people that know that.
Nobody cares.
Then I'm going to break this shit. Tracy Morgan, whatever. But here's the thing.
Who the fuck wants to fuck Tracy Morgan? Male or female?
A top 26-year-old.
Does he have a daughter?
This Mac guy.
He has a bunch of kids.
Hold on, Jeff Garland.
Boone has kids. Boone Shakalaka has kids.
Thank you.
Shakalaka has kids.
You don't know the dicks I've sucked. Oh, wait, sorry.
I know my own.
But I think, the real issue is here is stop selling crank to truckers at truck stops. The guy was up for 24 straight hours and he was fucking driving his truck.
Here's the thing. No, that's not going to happen.
He works for Walmart.
And
they don't pay their employees well.
Yeah, exactly.
He's overworked, probably. All
truckers are in
trouble. Don't give it to the kids. Don't give it to the truckers.
Exactly. Truckers are supposed to take breaks. And of course, But
my parents fight about this all the time. They insure trucking companies, and they're fighting all the time with their clients about, make sure your fucking drivers take breaks, because then they fucking get in accidents and fucking kill people.
Yes, well, let me do my conspiracy. They're getting paid based on how many hauls they do.
Yes. Yes. Right, exactly.
They're going to say they're taking a break. They're going to clock that they broke, but they're not going to keep fucking driving, because then they can drop off that haul and pick up another one and make more money.
But it's up to the people looking at that.
Chuck has something to say, President. Chuck,
you're the only caller we'll keep on the air this long.
My dad used to be a truck driver, and here's the problem. They have to keep logbooks, and the cops, if they get pulled over, when they go through the truck skills, they check their logbooks. They're required to show that they stopped at a certain place and that they slept for so many hours. They have to show that in their logbooks. So if they're driving for 24 hours and they get pulled over, their license could get yanked.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a fucking logbook. You can manipulate it.
Oh, yeah.
But that trucker can say, I was sleeping for 8 hours when he was a fucking strip club for 8 hours instead of sleeping.
Well, let me get conspiracy.
So use modern technology to fucking do something
about it. Let me go conspiracy on this real quick, okay? No, I'm going to, okay? Watch this. Because I told my wife, when she said, like, hey, that's kind of weird. You know what?
It's a joint. It's a joint.
And so we do this. We're talking about it.
Don't do
it. And she tells me, she goes, you know, she thinks it's a conspiracy to get Tracy Morgan. Da, da, da. I go, it might be weird if the first car they hit was their limo. That might be weird.
Yeah.
But it was in a, and then it turns out, no.
It was a pileup?
No. It was a pileup. No, it was a few cars
the
involved.
The first car they hit was the limo. The guy didn't brake at all and smashes into the limo. He swerves over, hits the limo. Now, I'm not saying shit went on. I'm just saying this is the craziness in the world today.
So is this white people want Tracy Morgan dead?
No,
is that what it is?
No. It's
heterosexuals want her dead?
I don't know.
Just white heterosexual truckers. It's a very specific demographic.
Walmart wants Tracy Morgan dead.
But guys, let's deal with the world right now that blew up a motherfucker on Melrose, or on Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard for stealing secrets. The guy supposedly crashed the car into a tree, and his car blew up, leaving an explosion mark
Paul
on the
Walker,
street.
Right?
Yeah. No.
That's different.
No.
Different
and this is the guy who took secrets before Snowden.
Paul Walker.
And
no, they said his car exploded.
No.
Yeah, but that's.
But this was literally.
It was the
they showed
Rolling
the
Stone
pictures.
Reporter.
They showed the pictures of the marks that this thing blew up down. But and all of a sudden some guy supposedly was filming it. So what I'm saying is I hate conspiracies. I wish we weren't in a world of them.
But we oddly are.
Hey, here's the thing. You know what I told people? Here's the thing. Mark, you might lie. You might lie about something to not let it out.
Right.
And you might tell a lie about someone else not to do that, because that's the power you have. You could say, like, Talmo did that. Okay.
Now, which everyone believes.
But we go a step further. Hillary Clinton fucks up Benghazi, people die. People who know the truth start dying, right? Because Hillary Clinton fucked up.
Well, I can go with the truth beyond Benghazi, in that we invaded Libya with Al-Qaeda forces. Right. And that's not even a conspiracy. That's a fact.
Yeah, but no, you say that, though. But watch us. Yeah, we're going to jump.
We invaded a country with no cause, along with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why they're pissed.
But that's the whole thing. We created Bin Laden. We did all this. So
we created Tracy Morgan.
So when we do this many, when we create this many
Walmart
things,
created it just, and it gets you Tracy thinking. Morgan.
No, it just gets
yo,
you.
Yo, Ben guys, it created me.
And I'm not saying that happened.
Mark just had the line of the night, by the way.
But we created Tracy Morgan.
We created Tracy Morgan.
That's a goddamn truth.
Show's over, guys. Thanks for listening.
You know what? We did create Tracy Morgan because that's where the world's at. Somebody who goes on stage and does ridiculous shit is huge, because that's where the world's at. We don't need a Lenny Bruce. We don't need anyone who's going to talk about reality. We need people who are going to make fart jokes.
We do need a Lenny Bruce.
Well, we fucking need a Lenny Bruce. We need Lenny Bruce back so goddamn bad.
That was a fart joke, I think. Okay, I'm not sure what that was.
Where did that come from?
We have one. His name's Doug Stanhope.
That was me, guys.
No, I'll tell you this. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to tell you right this.
Always on cue.
Fuck Doug Stanhope and his fucking cunt face.
What?
Yeah, you're going to hear me say this. Fuck that cunt, because you know what? He's responsible for everyone he has open and feature for him. And he is nothing but hack piece of shits. featuring an opening for him all over. And I've seen it, and I see who he has opening, and they're pieces of shit.
That's called a headliner.
Right. Yeah. That's
no.
Exactly.
You know what?
That's
no.
Comedy's
no.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
You get a shot at opening, you're better.
You know what? Yeah. If you're gonna claim to be Doug Stanhope and you're gonna claim to be that hardcore and this and that, then have real motherfuckers, not me, just real motherfuckers open for you, you cunt. So fuck you, Doug Stanhope. I'm gonna tell you right now to your face because you have cunts opening.
He's not
for
here.
You.
His face
Chuck,
is not here.
Chuck, where are you at?
We need to hang up on Chuck.
Are you in airport, Chuck? Chuck, we're going to talk to you soon.
We should have me open for him,
man. Look, Chuck,
where
Chuck
are you,
do me
Chuck?
A favor. Chuck.
Chuck's in his truck
keep
stop.
The world safe for us, Chuck.
Some Ritalin.
Chuck and his
keep
dad
the world safe for us.
Stop getting crammed.
We're
going
to talk
right
to you soon, Chuck, okay? We're going to talk to you soon. Call in next week.
All right. You guys have a great time.
We love you, buddy.
Thanks. Good night.
Okay, here's my thing, though. Doug, who? Okay, I'm going to get to that right now. But one quick thing. Who's doing, there's someone doing... There's someone doing something. God damn, I think it is Stanhope.
What?
Who's opening up? He's doing the improvs, right?
He just did the improv in
Tuesday
fucking
Tuesday.
Ontario.
Yeah, and he's having hack cunts fucking open. And he's all over. All these people, that's the problem, though. You know, is they want the people who are influential to open for them, too. They want to connect them. Nobody's cool. Lenny Bruce was... probably maybe the only cool person ever. Carlin, who is a genius.
Lenny Bruce had hacks open for him too. Don't give me.
Yeah.
Who? Huh?
Who?
Bruce? He worked in the 50s. He had to work.
Carlin.
Yeah.
Wait, he brought up Stanhope? Carlin. Lenny Bruce brought up Carlin.
Did he?
Yeah. Well,
I thought Carlin started out like being like a hippy dippy weather guy.
No. Let me tell you, Carlin, first of all, rich kid, but Carlin went around opening for Bruce. That's where he learned everything he learned about life.
What I thought was that he started out as a clean comic, was on Ed
Carlin
Sullivan.
Was.
First off, he was part of a team when Lenny Bruce was around.
Yeah.
He was part of a comedy team. Mm-hmm.
Lenny Bruce was clean at one point.
Yeah. But and then they
well, same as Hicks, he was clean.
But
at one point.
Do you really think that there was no point in time where some hack comic opened for Lenny Bruce? Of course,
I'm sure, but it's bullshit though. Then people need to stop saying like, don't act like you're better.
Like
than
Lenny Bruce and Buddy Hackett. I'm sure it happened.
No, no. If that would have ever happened, the world would have blown
up. I'm sure.
Oh God, slap you!
Are we ready? Should we do some trivia?
I think
you ready for this, Mark?
I'm ready. I got the shot collar on.
Love this guy. I love
how
this
are we
guy.
Doing this? By the way, I'm just going to ask him a certain amount of questions.
Yeah, you're asking him questions.
Now, Berger, before I do shot collar trivia. It was my show in any way responsible for this because I know we've had electrocutions, fireplay.
I have to tell
choking.
You. No, I'm going to tell you right now.
You were an inspiration.
You can't not be in it. You were an inspiration in every single way. There was a girl on here wearing a collar at one point when I came in.
All right.
And that's what kind of gave me the idea of doing the shock collar. But I'd already kind of planned on, I wanted to do it because I have a sick mind.
No, you've put your own spin on it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have it.
I mean,
I'm not saying you're hacking.
No.
Shock collar trivia has been done before.
Yeah, I was going to say,
sure.
This isn't new.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the shock collar.
Are you trying to say we're the hack podcast that's closing for you?
Absolutely not. No, you're not. I love this show. This show's great.
Yeah. No, you know what? Let me say, the problem with radio is you literally, Lenny Bruce said it the best. He goes, I speak English.
Right.
I'm not original.
You want me to tell you something? You want me to tell you something that pisses you off?
The last language.
Berger, you want me to tell you something that pisses you off? I'm gonna be completely serious.
Go for it.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody has a different opinion. What's funny? I always thought, and I still contend to this day, this is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Lenny Bruce, Bill Hicks, overrated. Both of them. The material is well written.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I agree with what they're saying.
Yes.
It doesn't make me laugh.
No.
Yes.
I love the material. I love everything else. I will say probably both overrated. Yeah, probably.
Red Fox, biggest hack in the world, did joke book jokes, makes me laugh.
First of all, wait. First of all, Red Fox didn't do joke book jokes.
Yes, he did.
No.
You ever
Red Fox did the jokes that became joke book jokes.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, this motherfucker's like 100,000 years old.
No, I understand that, but
he did the jokes that ended up in joke books.
The jokes he did, Rudy Ray Moore did, Steve did.
But they ended up in joke
books. The same jokes.
Well, similar jokes, but
I mean, Red Fox was not as deep as those guys, but to me, he makes me laugh.
Andrew Dice Clay did word for word, Kippadada.
Right.
Yeah. Word for word, Kippadada.
He stole the late Ottoman George's nursery rhymes.
All of them, from the Comedy Store.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know Dice stole all the nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
From Otto and George.
Watch it.
Otto and George was like the action, the funny, dirty job.
Otto and George is the... When he was alive, I lived in New York, he was the biggest.
He just died like six months ago, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go to New York, I say I do comedy, like... Yeah. You mean like Otto and George? Yeah. Like he was that big?
Yeah.
He went up to me. He's like, "So how's it in L.A.?" I'm like, "They like clean and stupid." He's like, "I guess I'm not going there." And I love great. He was very cool and just very fucking funny.
But took all the rhymes, all that shit.
Dennis Leary hack. Wow.
Dennis Leary hack Bill Hicks. I love Dennis Leary's
timing is great.
But Dennis Leary, this is the bullshit. You know what it is? Dennis Leary is a little suburban cunt who watched Bill Hicks and thought, "Oh fuck, I wish I had that life. Yeah. I wish I lived." But Dennis Leary was a
way bigger comic than Bill Hicks was doing the same material.
Yeah.
He got over in a huger way than Bill Hicks ever did.
Okay, I'm going to kill us. Let's do this. Let's do the trivia.
So how are we doing trivia now?
We're going to get three questions. Just three. He's got to get three right. Just him. Mark's competing against himself. I'll tell you what, if I get to out of three, I get to hype my one-man show.
Agreed. But also what this means is, by default, you're the winner and you're coming back next week.
Well, it also means I'm playing with myself as usual.
Okay, let's do this.
So it's a typical Thursday night.
Typical Thursday night at 10 o'clock for me.
And by the way, win or lose, you're going to pimp the shit out of your show at the end.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But so right you're coming back next week. We want you back anyways because I really enjoy
it. Yeah, I still got to hype the show. It's next week too. So.
You're welcome.
So okay.
Can I just shock him at will?
Well, no, you cannot, but we will do as typical.
It's almost my birthday.
We're going to do a test. We're going to do one test just to make sure it's working.
Do a test.
April? Did it work?
No.
Okay, let me see it for one second.
Change the caller number.
Talmo, make sure it's on. Push the button.
Which you probably didn't because you're Talmo.
April, you put it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in.
Okay, now it's on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God.
First time around the neck, by the way. Unlike every other goddamn pussy that's been on this podcast that puts it on their fucking arm, he has it on his goddamn neck.
Like he's the fucking man.
Okay, question one.
Yeah.
Like a masochist.
I love it. Oh, he is. Go.
What Chaucer collection of stories was sold by a group of pilgrims on their way to a shrine?
Oh. I thought I was getting 90s trivia. What?
This
is not mine.
I'm doing regular trivia, man. I'm not doing this bullshit 90s.
All I know is Canterbury Tales, and I'm sure.
And that's right. There you go.
Oh,
yeah. That's the only fucking Chaucer that died.
By the way, the last 4 weeks we've been doing this, you would have said fucking Chaucer, and people would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay,
would Billy Bass have gotten Chaucer? I don't think
so.
No, that was amazing.
That's why I don't even know what she said for Easter. That's why I wish Billy was here. Next question.
I'm gonna do one more on this page, and I'm going to refresh, because if you don't know, I'm going to be really sad.
Do it.
What delicacy known as foie gras traditionally comes from what part of the duck or goose?
Oh, I know this one because I've been to France.
You might get ready to be disappointed.
Oh, I'm going
to
be super sad.
I've been to France a few times.
Wait.
Five.
Deep thought.
Four.
The neck. Three. I don't know.
Neck.
Liver. Foie gras comes from liver.
And now it just came to me. Go ahead, Chaffee.
The way that felt.
Jesus. That's on .01, guys. That is on .01.
Right.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah. Did you just make a sound effect?
I did a sound effect on time.
I heard it. How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, right?
Okay, next question. So he's got 1 point right now.
Right.
He's got to get to three.
Canterbury Tales.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Very proud of you. Just answer that to everything. Right.
That was a great pull, by the way.
What European country's name is derived from the term Hollow Land? Think about this. Give me a second. I'll give you 10 seconds because it's
pretty easy.
Figure it out.
So, I mean, it's either, do I have to say the Netherlands or Holland?
Holland. Yes. There we go.
Okay.
See, that was an easy one. That was an easy one. There's two. Okay.
That was leading a bit, Megan, I think.
That was very much leading.
She's like, Holland.
Don't worry.
What European country derives its name from English land?
Yes.
Number three.
Who was Aramita Ross known as?
Aramita Ross?
Yep. You want a hard one? There we go.
I didn't say on the hard one. I thought I already won.
Category is history. What is it? Category is history.
Do you know it?
Aramita Ross?
Yes.
Okay, I would guess Betsy Ross, but I'm probably wrong.
Harriet Tubman.
No, Harriet Tubman. No.
I didn't.
What? That was my second guess.
Oh, was it? That was your second guess.
I was thinking along those lines.
Okay,
right,
so you still got Aramita. One.
I love Mark how he goes like this. He
Aramita.
Goes like,
Well, okay. you know I'm getting
this,
shot.
This is a fun one.
You know,
and also very creepy and weird.
How many questions?
Scary.
You said three questions.
Three questions.
You got to get right. Three. You got to three.
Oh, okay,
right.
So I got two right. Yeah. I got two right. Okay.
All right. So here we go. This one's, if you get this, you'll be the creepiest / best person in the world.
I don't think I'll get it.
He already is there.
What color is Nancy Drew's hair?
Oh, my God. Ooh. I guarantee you Talmo knows this.
Nancy Drew's hair is brown?
Blonde.
No!
Blonde.
That was my... That was my second guess.
April's super surprising with the shocks, too, right? By the way. She makes you sit on it for a while.
She doesn't even make
pretty disgusting.
Like she's quietly orgasming.
See, I impressed you initially, and I'm
first
really
of
not
all,
being impressed.
If
impressive
I was
now.
Playing this game, I would have been shocked
I'm
every
happy
time.
You didn't know the Nancy Drew question.
I've seen it.
I'm going to do one, and because we only have a little more than 10 minutes left, I'm going to make it a little easy.
Please.
What actress plays Arwen in the movie Lord of the Rings? Oh, motherfucker.
It's so hard to keep the names right.
Arwen, wait a second.
Oh, I think I know.
Was that Liv Tyler?
Yes, it was.
Yes! Oh, okay.
Yes, it was.
I can take this collar off.
I could ask you a question about Picasso's Rose period. I could have got real weird.
Let's hear it for Mark. That was good.
Both your contestants missed the question that Alicia Silverstone was not on the TV version of Clueless.
Thank you. I was so fucking mad. That's the thing. That was Talmo picked the question.
I couldn't have answered bullshit one of your
questions. All the other times, I could have totally answered all those questions. Tonight, none. Not one.
I'm right there with you.
The first week we did this with Benson and Zach.
Yeah.
One of the questions I asked was, what star is closest to the Earth? Both of them got it wrong.
Yeah.
They didn't know that the sun is
the
closest
star. They didn't know the sun was
the
star.
Yeah.
Speaking of cunts.
Yeah.
Oh, cunt of the week.
Cunt of the week.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So and April, you might know of the serial tickler in Brighton, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. This guy is breaking into people's houses and tickling them and then leaving. Cunt of the week. Now this is like seems like it would be a happy in France, this would probably be like accepted and be like, oh, he's just doing something magical. He comes into your house and he tickles you, which is great.
Well, first of all, don't give Talmo ideas.
Reason we live in America, okay, when you break and enter into someone's house, you rape and then kill them. Usually kill, then rape them.
Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Right? This is America. You don't tickle someone, and that's why you're the cunt
your
of the
husband.
Week.
Yeah. I would rather be raped and killed in my apartment
everybody.
Than someone
right.
come in and tickle me, go so. Hee hee hee, and then run out.
Right.
I'd need therapy for
through
years.
Through tickling.
I'd never be okay again.
That might be worse. That might be worse than
Preston,
killing
that's an actual headline.
The tickle me terrorist?
The tickle me terrorist is the cunt of the week.
No, I'm just kidding. It's TMZ because they're making a mockery of Tracy Morgan's horrible accident.
What did they do?
Yes, exactly.
What did they do?
They still have the fucking video of the crash posted on their thing. Yeah. Fuck off. It's
and
fucking
like Louis
weird.
C.K.
I'm glad you mentioned
death porn. It's
yeah, go on,
up.
Mark.
I'm glad you mentioned it because Louis C.K. has tweeted to take it down, which I agree with. Good for him. But I also saw that they also showed a tweet from Dax Shepard, who said TMZ is the next step to Idiocracy, which is a movie that he was in. So who gives a shit what Dax Shepard says?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, you know what it is?
He's right. He's
TMZ
right about that.
He's right, but do we need to hype a movie that was 5 years old? No. Come on.
Right. Well,
it's a PR tool most of the time.
Well, you know
it
what?
Is, but it's
exploit,
also...
They exploit the shit out of people.
I'm going
to
say
it's
one
gross.
Quick thing.
Exploit Justin Bieber being an asshole.
No,
don't exploit someone
who's... No, here's the thing.
Someone who where one guy died...
they had the Justin Bieber tape for years.
Yeah, they didn't
and
do
they
it.
And they didn't do it. So there's some weird shit.
Because he was underage. Yeah.
No, there's some weird shit.
Exactly.
There's some weird shit.
Because they got paid. Is Tracy
Morgan? Is that what happened? Or?
Harvey Levin is fucking Tracy Morgan, who's part of the Illuminati.
All I'm saying, look.
April. Bring us the green report. What a visual. Bring us the green report. Get us high a little.
Okay. All right. Where should we begin? Well, Mexico is thinking about legalizing now. That's pretty exciting based on Colorado's success. And, you know, maybe they'll create some more tourism down there or something.
Right? Yeah, because
Get high and then have your head cut off and stuck on a stick.
Maybe they won't be as hostile if they're all high.
It's only an Acapulco.
You know, and then what else do we got? There's a man in Kuwait that's going to be sentenced to death. For growing marijuana.
Oh, wow. That seems fair.
He's an expat, but it happened 2010. It actually happened to a native of Kuwait. He actually was hung, like he was murdered for growing pot. So that's
why the fuck would someone choose to move to Kuwait?
Real
question.
The expat, was living down there, probably just decided to stay. It was like, wow, I love the weather. And it's like beachfront property.
Oh,
except
no water. And it's so inexpensive.
The suckers, you're growing marijuana.
It's great. I don't have a roof things.
And the one that I thought that was the funniest was that in Florida, two brothers, they got busted because one was beating the shit out of the other one with pot plants.
Oh, wow. That is my favorite as well.
Yeah. Wow.
If I'm going to beat the fuck out of somebody.
Were they using each other to shake resin? Yeah. Hash, right?
Yeah, keefing it.
Yeah, they were trying to get the keef.
Right? It looked
like a
fight
pinata,
they were keefing.
It's like a keef pinata or something.
Exactly.
You got to be really fucking high to think you can do damage with a weed plant.
Well, you know what?
It's just depends on what's weed in my backyard. Boom, or something.
Speaking of weed, I heard you guys had some great food.
Oh, motherfucker.
Who went?
Three of us.
Okay. I got to return this week. I did not have a flower show, so I don't have to yell at anyone for missing on delicious food.
No. Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
We went to Doni Burger.
Doni Burger in Koreatown.
So it's a Korean fast food place.
It only is in South Korea.
Only location
in
America is the one here in K-Town.
On Western and Wilshire.
Ooh, it's in this weird-ass mall.
And it's burgers.
Burgers. It's a burger joint.
I gotta say, I fucking love In-N-Out. It's better than In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's not good, but yeah.
Per usual, we did a gross thing. We got a lot of food between the three of us. We got a chicken sandwich. We got the Doni Burger, which is a regular cheeseburger with bulgogi, which if you don't know what that is, it's the best. It's just marinated steak.
Sounds like
something
I shoot.
Marinated steak on top of it. We got that.
So good.
We got the regular cheeseburger. And then what was the pork?
Tell them about the fucking cheese fries. You were so excited about
the cheese fries.
What's crazy about this place is that you can upgrade your fries to cheese fries with no extra purchase. It's just I want to do cheese fries.
Put cheese on them. Okay.
And they're like, all right, cool. And it's just like nacho cheese with parsley.
They garnish with parsley.
It's like nacho cheese sauce.
Okay, so it's not the sprinkled cheese.
It's real nasty, like In-N-Out, where they just throw orange on top.
It's like real deal.
Which is what you want when you're eating this.
It's 7-Eleven nacho cheese sauce.
Like real deal shit.
But which is exactly what you want on cheese.
Go ahead, Megan.
The fries were the best fast food fries I've ever had.
They're fresh. They actually cut the potatoes like right there.
Nice.
Well, which you say fresh. I want to make a point of this. We had to wait about 5 minutes for our food. I know, right? Gross. What American would wait 5 minutes for fast
five
food?
5 fucking minutes? That's
because ridiculous. They fucking cooked it to order.
And they put a timer up for your order. It was like, we looked at these timers.
Like, they weren't micro. Like, there was a guy with a grill and he was putting shit on the grill.
My grill marks painted on.
Which, that's the thing. This place would never work in America because it's good.
And if you you like their Facebook page, or even for me, I'm checking myself in here with Megan and Preston. Boom, 30% off your meal, that. Really? So I pay like $6 for like a $9 meal.
Speaking of great deals,
wait. Most importantly, how late are they open?
Look at this.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but Wait, you should look them up.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Go
hey,
on their
Scott.
Facebook page
hold on,
right
on.
Now. Donnie Burger.
Hold on.
D-O-N-I.
Hold on. Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. I was about to segue in a great fucking moment. I was literally, like, you know what it was? I was literally...
Ooh, Scott's in trouble. Scott's in trouble.
I'm Donnie Burger for Scott.
I just
hit the fucking clit, okay? I just found it, and you went, hey, look at this. And I went, what? Where's the clit? That's where I'm at right now, Scott, because I was going to segue into how amazing fucking Dark Mark's show is going to be. What's the show, Mark?
Let's talk about this.
I'm doing my critically acclaimed one-man show, I Laughed So Hard I Cried, as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great festival.
Paul Burchill of the LA Weekly said, first-rate comedian just happens to have a goth persona. Go. Backstage Magazine, fresh and unexpectedly touching theater pick of the week.
Oh.
Three shows, Friday the 13th, if you're in LA.
Right.
Of course. Saturday the 21st of June, Friday the 27th of June at the Shepherd Theater at the Complex, 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California. It's an hour of me. It's filthy. It's funny. It's touching. It's a lot of makeup, too.
Does
so,
the front row get cummed on?
If they request it, yes. But okay. Normally, no.
I like that.
But if you
no,
go to,
it's not like Guar.
Well, they do need a new lead singer. But if you go to www.gothcomedian.com, you can find out all about it. You can go to the Hollywood Fringe, hollywoodfringe.org. If you buy tickets with the coupon code GOTH, you get them for $5. They're $12 at the door. And worth it.
I was just GOTH. I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to, but I think you'd be stupid to miss this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. And if you mention the I'm Burger podcast, he will come extra on you.
He won't do shit. Yeah. He'll just go, oh, God, could you leave?
Come extra.
If anybody says they heard
like
it on...
People
if they
watch have, that?
If anybody says they heard it on the I'm Burger podcast, they get in free.
Right?
Look at
that, right?
So, Chuck, make your way down to fucking Hollywood.
You may have to stand, but you'll get in free.
You got three people ready to show up right now.
All
right. I'm telling you, you got... No, we got some good listeners. We're getting there. You know, we're moving on.
Look,
this is the thing. I mean, you know, it's not like we're Tracy Morgan.
I could throw some tranny guests your way if you really want to.
Or shit happens. Right, yeah, you had a girl on today that Talmo was willing to have sex with.
I never said that.
You said you'd fuck her, Talmo.
I said to you, I would set it up. She's a beautiful woman.
I would set it up for you to fuck her. And you're like, I'll fuck her on here.
And then he showed me a picture of her getting a blowjob.
It barely deterred him.
But her tits were great.
She showed her naked breasts on the Dark Mark show.
Her. She had a dick, yeah.
Oh.
But her tits look great.
Her tits did look great. Tits. I saw them right
across from him. I was right full. The feet let me in, but I was full.
The hands, yeah. But she's really thick, she's really cool, Venus Lux.
So she can like break up and walk.
What's her name?
Venus Lux.
Oh, very cool.
That's a guy's name, too.
Modern medical science.
That's a guy's name?
And she got choked on my show, so that was...
And set on fire.
No, Josie got set on fire.
Oh, Josie got set on fire.
Josie is my co-host, Josie Cat.
We don't ever set anyone on fire, guys. You know what? We need to do that.
Fire?
Yeah, we're going to set on that. Sooner or later, we're going to set someone on fire.
Fire trivia.
Let's plug our shit. Everyone ready to plug shit?
Do it.
Megan, go for it.
Every Wednesday, workout room in a secret backyard in Echo Park. Free barbecue, free beer. And June 28th, Saturday, I'll be at Inside Jokes.
Hell yeah.
Come on to that. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be real fun.
Oh, yeah.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace. Stop stepping on my plugs.
No,
that's the website, but more importantly, precinctshow.wordpress.com.
He's had one beer.
You know what? Preston's banned from plugging.
I agree with you.
Performing under influence tomorrow night at the Hollywood Hotel. It's going to get a little crazy over there. Free show. $2 shots, by the way.
You got Allison Scalia.
Yeah. Are you jumping by?
I say her name wrong. I might. I love her.
Cool.
Yeah.
I might come by. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday. Everyone get April fucked up tomorrow.
Friday the 13th to full moon.
Who's
Rachel?
I don't know.
We're going to
get
a big fight tonight.
Every Tuesday at 33 Taps, and then I will be at the Park Bar next Thursday.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be back out there.
I'll be at Springbok because I don't know, my career is kind of fucking dying. I mean, let's be honest, I don't have a lot to say. I might be at Madhouse on 4th of July, we'll see. And then about it. I'm going to fucking kill myself. All right, guys, I'm the Burger God Podcast, guys. Thank you. Have a great night.
Night, Nat.
Bye, cunts.
You can't.